Dougie, you put a queue in the speaking queue. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at Facebook, what you tend to get, and I get a lot of emails saying sign this petition or that petition, it's all a bit like Extinction Rebellion, trying to appeal to the government to do the right thing or whatever. And you get a lot of them, really, you know. And I mean, petitions probably a waste of time, but sometimes they get such a lot of support, the government changes its mind on things, like they did with free school meals for kids at one point. Although they've put the foot down this time and said that they're not going to do it for half term or whatever. But I mean, that's the kind of thing you get on Facebook from people, you know, sign the petition. And Amnesty are guilty of that as well, and so are Greenpeace. It's all this write to your MP, and you know, so we can't do that kind of thing. So it's difficult to see what we can do, really. I don't have any real ideas, really, you know.
Well, having said that, we probably don't want to be creating yet another committee, it does occur to me that we've got a campaigns committee already. I wonder if this is something... Is anybody here that's on campaigns committee that, you know, maybe you could explore this?
Guilty.
Well, I'm just thinking because, what Nigel says, you know, right, you know, you would... The party would want guidelines, certainly, about, you know, the sort of things that it's not okay to do. I mean, that would be quite a long list. And then things that it is okay to do, by the sound of it, would be quite a short list, but because we can't think of anything. But I'm quite encouraged, though, that people are saying, they're not saying no on principle, they're just saying yes, but quite difficult to think of ideas. That's fair enough. I think that's a much more positive view than certainly I've heard in the past from some people. I think it's just a matter of thinking creatively, which is quite a difficult thing for us all to do, obviously.
I think there's an element of risk, and without risk taking, we'll probably get nowhere fast. I mean, I really appreciate what you've just said about the whole committee thing there, Paddy. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I won't be renewing my, and for no reason other than I prefer to just work sort of independently and come up with ideas and suggestions that can maybe be taken a little bit further when I've got something concrete to do. I won't be continuing in my position in the two of the four committees that I'm on at the moment, one of them being the advertising and inquiries, another being the one with Carla and Mike, and that's Mikey there. What's the other committee? The campaigns and media. Because the whole sort of formality of it all, I find quite off-putting. I think what you've suggested about people who are creative, maybe younger people that come along who can be an inventive and suggestive and have a free rein to come up with ideas and suggestions for them to be put forward to, for example, the executive committee, which I intend to continue with for the foreseeable future, along with my role as Secretary of Central Branch. I've got a wee bit of form in some of these direct action situations. In the late 90s, early noughties, I was a member of an organisation called the DPN, the Disabled Parents Network, and I was very friendly with a fella called Dan, and we'd come up with this really kind of punchy idea of using his name, Dan, as the Direct Action Network. And we were a group of disabled people, the length and breadth of the country, all Scotland, England, Northern Ireland and Wales. And we had member stretches here, there and everywhere. And we got a bit of a reputation for direct action activities, including this particular fella, Dan, you probably find pictures of him on the internet, all kind of dispersed many, many years ago, primarily or essentially because we eventually got what we were looking for in terms of legislative outcomes for the disabled community, including the Equality Act and such like. But this fella, Dan, chained himself to the railings of Downing Street. I wasn't there at that particular event, but I did get as far south as some of the other northern towns, Liverpool and Leeds and Manchester, involved in various direct And disruptive activities, including you know, stopping traffic and paint bombing the doors of local authorities who were denying disabled parents their human right to a family life and such like. So yeah, these things have got to be punchy, but they've got to be very, very carefully and tactically deployed. You know, more recent years, although I've not done much this particular year because there hasn't been much call for it. But I'm also, sorry, I'll try and keep this as brief as I can. I don't want to turn it into the Paul Edwards show, that's for sure. But I'm also a member of the Glasgow Hunt Saboteurs, a Glasgow and West of Scotland Hunt Saboteurs, who frequently get up in the early hours of the morning, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, to go and get involved in disrupting fox hunts. And you know, I do. I enjoy. I really like to live dangerously, and many of us do. You know, the thrill of the chase, of preventing foxes from getting ripped to shred by hounds, and seeing some of these fucking toffs having their fun destroyed rather than life and animal destroyed is something that I find very rewarding, satisfying. So there's certainly a lot to be said for direct action if it's done wisely and properly, and like you say, not in a way that can hopefully be not too disruptive for the general public and working class people. One of the thoughts that come into my mind, which another thing which is quite popular, are these flash mobs. There was one went up not that long ago, which was great fun, and it was recorded. It must have been in Glasgow, because it's another organisation who actually filmed these events. They're called Camcorder Guerrillas, and they're based in Glasgow. And it was when women were having a bit of a hard time of it for breastfeeding in public in stores and things that ought to have known better. Now, that might sort of offend some people, but for a lot of people, particularly young new mothers, it's one of the most natural things in the world, and yet some of these women, and they were, you know, they weren't sort of baring their breasts and been all kind of rude and crude about it. They were being very nice about it, but they were told to leave the store and all the rest of it. Anyway, a group of mothers went into, I think it was a sports shop or something like that, or mother care or something, a couple of years ago, and they all sort of went in and sort of simultaneously and just at a predetermined time and signal, all got their boobs out and started breastfeeding their babies, you know, and of course that made the headlines and got them some good publicity. And so, yeah, there's definitely a lot in there to be said for it. One of the things that I thought crossed my mind, again, it's, you know, it's finding the numbers to do it, would be like a sort of a mass, almost like sort of shoplifting type of exercise where we basically all turn up. And I'd imagine you'd certainly need double figures, 10, 12, 14 at the very least. I mean, I can barely scrape together a couple of central branch members once a month. So trying to actually organise some of this could be another story for a meeting. But to actually pull people together to do something along the lines of going into a supermarket, and then we also pile our trolleys with, you know, a certain amount of goods, and just completely bypass the checkout and just walk outside with it, you know. Maybe you'd obviously have to bring it to the attention of the press that this was going to happen short notice, or just film it ourselves. Then when the big stramash takes place, we can actually make the point, well, you know, this is what life could be like. You know, it's not ideal. It's not, because a lot of people will be potentially offended and put off by that. That's just one of the type of things that crosses my mind, having done these things. It does bring an element of notoriety to it, but, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't have it always. It's just a case of coming up with the right idea, and I think something along those lines could be one worth considering and pursuing. Cheers.
People are starting to use the speaking queue now, so I think it makes sense to use it, because there's quite a few people here. So I'll just elect myself as chair, if you don't mind. Carla, you're next on the speaking queue.
Going on from Paul, I think the most successful direct action is is civil disobedience. However, for civil disobedience, you run the risk of arrest, and I don't think the party would approve of that sort of action. And also, like Paul said, you actually need numbers. You can't, you know, if the government doesn't want you to do something, and we want to show that, you know, that we think the government's wrong, and we think that, you know, it's our civil liberties, and we want to bring attention to ourselves as a party, as an organisation. The thing is, you know, we have to have numbers, and I don't think that's going to happen in the party as well. I mean, it's difficult because we are small, but I think that, you know, for some to do something jokey, I think will just be a joke, and nobody would say, "Oh, that's funny," and then we'd be dismissed. And I really do think that we'd have to be involved in civil disobedience. But then we might be accused of being anarchists, because that's the type of thing that local anarchist groups do actually do. This is what they do. They pile up outside local council offices, and you know, with placards and blah blah blah, and complain about the latest housing development for rich people and stuff like this. I mean, so it's a kind of, whatever we do, there's always going to be someone that's going to disapprove, or I think it's just difficult. But as I said, I think the only strong thing would be civil disobedience. I mean, that's how movements like civil rights movements in America, that's how they got publicity. That's how they functioned. But, you know, are we willing to take those risks or not? It's a difficult one. That's me.
Okay, Mike Foster.
Yeah, cheers. A few quick points. Yeah, Paul, I didn't realise you had a connection with the Hunt Sabs. Yeah, good on you. Yeah, keep up the good work. With the campaigns committee, I suppose it could be remembered that you know, a committee can be there just for sort of advice. You know, if a branch wanted to, you know, or a branch, for example, or a few other members wanted to sort of do their own thing, and same with the EC, really. I suppose in a lot of situations, it might just be if the activity was something controversial or needed funding agreed for it or something, that it would sort of have to be more formalised. But I think committee shouldn't be thought of as the be all and end all. But yeah, sort of partly there as an advisory thing. And on the other points about what kind of action we get involved with. And with Carla's point about civil disobedience, I suppose the nearest the party came to that was party members being conscientious objectors during the Second World War, although I think they were careful not to draw attention to their party membership when they sort of made that stand. But I suppose any sort of action we do, well, there's sort of two kinds, I think. There's action which says something about capitalism, which, you know, that could easily fall down the sort of the negative route. Or there's some sort of action which in some way puts into practice socialist ideals, in terms of, you know, cooperation or sort of equality, democracy, those kinds of principles, you know, some way of putting those into action. But of course, that, you know, there's only so far you can do that within capitalist society, you know, with all of the constraints against what we would aim for as, you know, socialist, you know, sort of values in action. But yeah, I don't know. I think there's more mileage in something that's more positive, because yeah, any old group can criticise capitalism, although not with our sort of level of analysis usually. But yeah, I don't know. I think I prefer something that some put out a positive message about people through, you know, our principles. But again, I can't think of anything more specific. Yeah, cheers.
Okay, I've got Dougie, then John Cumming, then Daniel Lambert in the queue to speak. So Dougie first.
Yeah, one thing I thought about, you know, when the government came out with this thing that you can't be against capitalism, was to actually leaflet sixth form colleges with our message and say that we want to do it peacefully, you know. and we want a socialist world, really, you know. And we can say we want to abolish capitalism, and it would be quite good to try that in a number of sixth form schools to hand out leaflets to the students or whatever. And I thought that would be a good idea. And actually quote what the government says and say why we disagree with it, really. Yeah. So I don't know if that's an idea, really. Yeah.
Okay, John Cumming?
Yes, I think what Carla says is valid about civil disobedience. It tends to be one of the things that really gets attention and has gained a measure of success in various protest movements. I mean, it's true that in this country, you know, you can protest, but you have to do it with the proviso that you have to expect at some stage you may come into conflict with the police, who are quite eager to stop people from doing things that are not necessarily illegal, but in their mind at the time, they think they have to control the crowd. And so your right to protest also means that you're subjecting yourself to the possibility of a doing off the police. But notwithstanding all of that, I would still like us to find some sort of direct action that we could get away with and would deliver some great attention for us and be some kind of activity that would, or activities that would allow us to continue to get attention to attract more people to our case. Because as I said before, I've been racking my brain for about 50 years and many other members too about how we could get attention, and there's just a paucity of ideas that I think would be effective. But as soon as we get something effective, you know, that could be a great thing for us. As to the just as an aside, the fox hunting, I can see why members of the ruling class, or people aspire to be members of the ruling class, wish to ride about the countryside like maniacs. It's just a pity they feel they have to kill some poor little animal in the process. You could have the fox hunt just as a race, but with no fox, and they could all race about the countryside like maniacs and have their fun. But no, they have to kill something. That's something that's very typical of our ruling class. So I'll leave it at that just now. Anyway, thanks.
Okay, Danny?
It's my turn. I think we need to... What I'm going to suggest is a slogan that's not going to get anybody in trouble. And we need to put aside capitalism and just... And
you're a bit faint, Danny.
We need to we need a slogan, perhaps, that one that criticises capitalism, and two gives the people who are reading the slogan a spur to the imagination. So I was thinking along the lines of freedom equals life without price. Anything else is theft. Something like that. Because anything that has a price cannot be free, and most of us have a price for our labour. So I was just thinking that could have some mileage in it.
Yeah, on the side of a bus, maybe, possibly.
Or on your T-shirts or placards at demonstrations.
Okay, Steve Clinch.
Yeah, just quicker. I think the best suggestion I've heard tonight has come from Doogie. I think that's absolutely brilliant. I push forwards in the party that we go and picket some of the, not picket, but we go and leaflet these six foreign colleges. I think we can still do it, even though we've got this bloody COVID. We'll still be able to do that. I think one of the problems with this. Seriously, I really think you should pursue that, Doogie. But I think one of the problems that we've got now is that our idea is so all-encompassing, and the things that have been mentioned so far as being successful direct action is being sending petitions to the capitalist class saying, can we please do this? Can we please stop doing this or that or the other? Our message is far, we're not a protest organisation, and it's a far more difficult issue that we're trying to get across. This is always the problem with us. But all power to Comrade McClellan.
Malcolm, you there? You need to unmute your mic.
Sorry, couldn't find it. I really like Dougie's idea as well, because I think as a party we really need to get more young people involved. That would get more young people, hopefully get more young people involved as well. And it doesn't run the risk of going to jail, unlike some of the other things. I mean, I really like the idea of having banks as well, but that's another matter. But I think that thing of Dougie's should maybe be pursued. Drive more young people into the party. That's exactly what we need.
I just want to come back in a minute, if I may, with what was said earlier on about having to attract the attention of capitalist media. Well, I mean, our big problem is that we're a lot of old buggers, a lot of us, who don't really understand the social media, but you can generate some sort of support using social media. Unfortunately, I don't know enough 4-year-old Koreans that could advise me on that. So I mean, I'm afraid I can't do that. But we ought to recognise that that we're not necessarily stuck with the bourgeois media.
Well, let me just come back in on one or two points while there's nobody waiting. If people sort of generally realise that we do have to do something because what we've got, the public meeting, is defunct, that may be what we need to agree, first of all, that we need to do something. And therefore, I don't know if we ask campaigns to look into this or people, we get more people on campaigns so that it can be looked at, because guidelines would be a good idea. But just on the question of getting enough people together, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, once a year we get 40 or so people to Birmingham for a weekend school. And last year we had a non-school weekend where there were no talks, no lectures, no nothing, just a get-together. And that was just a small thing, but that was 12 people. But you could have easily done some sort of direct action thing with 12 people. So I don't really think it's difficult. It wouldn't be difficult for us to get the numbers if we've got the idea. But Carla made some other points about... you know, if you just do jokey things, it tends to get dismissed. I think that's probably true. But on the other hand, if it's jokey, it's not threatening, which I think a lot of direct action is perceived as quite threatening. So jokey is quite good in that way. If it was something that might potentially involve us getting arrested, well, you mentioned that, oh, the party wouldn't approve. It's not really about whether the party approves. It's whether we want to. We don't mind getting arrested or not. And also, if it's something that... What we have to bear in mind is if it's something that the party would sort of be seen to be endorsing, then possibly the party could get prosecuted. So that would be another thing to consider in the guidelines. Okay, right, so Nigel, you've got your name up.
Yeah, thanks. I say that it's not actually that easy a thing to do, you know, to come up with ideas for publicity. When I was working, I used to do a lot of work for charities, not for free, I guess, in the odd. And I used to be involved, because of the nature of the work I did, I used to be involved with their fundraising committee all the time, you know, various charities, some of the biggest charities in Northern Ireland. And you know, like, they always had problems coming up with ideas for publicity and for to try and attract attention to themselves and their aims and so on. So, you know, I don't think we should beat ourselves up too much by having such a difficult in coming up with ideas. I could certainly gain us publicity by maybe doing something like trying to set a world record in drinking pints of Guinness or something. I'd be willing to do that. After which, it would be probably ready to throw myself in front of a Queen's horse. Well, I'll tell you, something that Paul said earlier on there sort of struck a chord with me. The thing about, what was it, the Hunt saboteurs. And for some reason, I was thinking back to, actually, it may not have been that, but anyway, I was thinking back to the past in terms of how people used to get publicity. And I'd be pretty sure that there's a lot of ideas that we could come up with. I mean, the thing that I remembered, or thought about rather, was when the suffragettes used to chain themselves to the railings of Downing Street and so on in support of women's votes and women's rights and so on. And, I mean, that's probably the type of thing that we could be involved in some way. We don't hold the view that capitalism is a democratic society. Far from it. Maybe we could come up with some idea in relation to, chaining ourselves to simultaneously to somewhere in Parliament or Downing Street. Someone could do it at Edinburgh. I'd get my next door neighbour to do it in Stormont and Belfast. And somebody could do it in Cardiff, probably. We only need four people and we've covered the whole country. And there may be some mileage in something like that. Thanks.
Yeah, also, I like what Mike Foster said about focusing on the actions that would promote socialism rather than, you know, actions against capitalism. I thought that was a really interesting point, and it does suggest a different type of activism. I don't know, don't laugh, but this occurred to me when he said that. I was thinking, what about if you held a dinner party in the street outside head office with free food for anybody passerby who wanted to sit down? And or in some other kind of public place, maybe we'd get moved on for obstruction, I don't know, but some other public place. Things that sort of actions that were kind of media savvy, but also promoted some aspects of what socialism would be like. So free access to something or other like that. So I don't know. But I thought that was my suggestion was a good one. I think that would be a good way to proceed, to think along those lines.
I like that idea, like free access, like some kind of free access, like a service or something to like promote the party. That'd be dope.
Yeah, a good headline to that would be, you know, they often hear that statement, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And then we can add to that, well, there will be in socialism, you know, and we're seen to be, because that would certainly be very topical at the moment, because a lot of the shops and cafes and local charities are, I mean, there's the whole food bank thing as well, you know, actually giving stuff away for free. And, you know, that's proven to be very popular. It's a sad indictment of society, but if we can build on that to the point where, why should this be a temporary thing? You know, why can't we work towards this being a future type of, we could all share in this environment where everything would be free for everyone in exchange for everyone, using their skills to help contribute to creating the world of free access type of idea. And that sounds like a pretty good shout to me, Paddy.
Joel?
Paul's just covered it, thanks. I don't want to repeat it. Okay.
Okay.
Great minds think alike, eh? They also say idiots seldom differ, but we won't go there. No, I think there's certainly some. And I think the whole idea as well of people not feeling that because they're not part of a committee, they're somehow excluded or can't come up with suggestions. I mean, just for the avoidance of doubt and for clarity, when I described how I intend to withdraw from the formality or the formal side of being a member of a committee, I still intend to be every bit as active and positive about getting the message out there in one form or another, but just with the less of that kind of obligato kind of thing of being a member of a committee kind of thing. I just think I could, personally speaking, might not work for everyone, But personally speaking, I mean, there's Mandy. I don't know. I thought I seen Mandy's name on here earlier on. I can't tell. Mandy Bruce, for example, is not a member of a committee. But boy, does she put her heart and soul into putting, promotional materials together for the party. So, nobody should feel shy about coming up with ideas and putting them forward. There's no such thing as a silly idea. And Dougie, for example, the sixth form thing, universities and stuff, to start building on that and create this kind of idea himself and then discuss it with others and pull something together. Mike and I and Rob Cox and Mandy have come together to do some stuff. And then when it comes down to the sort of nitty-gritty, the not so much getting permission, but getting approval, so we say, we've then went back and ran it by a few other comrades and said, well, what do you think of this? Some other people have got involved. Some people have taken a back seat. I'm too busy, I can't really do it. But, it's a bit time-consuming, yeah, but all I'm saying is that you don't have to be a part of a committee in order to get things done. Cheers. Incidentally, just in addition to that, don't let what I've just said put anyone else off joining or becoming part of the committee. If that's what floats your boat, then, please don't hesitate to get involved. Always need more and new committee members. But as I say, if it's not everybody's thing, which it's proven to be, less of my kind of forte, that's just my way of operating. But for anyone else thinking about joining a committee, for heaven's sake, go for it.
I'm tempted to ask, before we get to the point where we probably wrap this up, I'm tempted to ask if there would be anybody or anybody present would be interested in getting together at some point and kicking around some direct action ideas and seeing if they could work out some basic guidelines and some sort of creative suggestions for this. But I do realise that that is equivalent to asking for a spontaneous ad hoc committee, but not in an official way, but just in a kind of, private capacity. Would anybody be sort of up for doing something like that?
I would.
Definitely. Certainly.
Go ahead.
Well, could I suggest then that anybody who thinks that they might be up for doing that, could they message me on either through Discord, if you know how to do a direct message on here, or just an email or something like that, and we'll see who wants to get together and have a chat sometime on Discord. So no pressure or anything like that.
I would certainly be interested in doing something like that, Paddy, but I'd be interested in doing something along the lines of what I think is a brilliant slogan that we have that we've never used to any real great effect, I don't think, which is the slogan produce for use. The number of things that conjures up, the number of activities that we could be involved in using that slogan itself, and to get that in the public consciousness would really be something special, I think. Because, I mean, we're not sitting down and encapsulates our entire case, produced for use. So I'd certainly be interested in looking into that and maybe along with other comrades coming up with some ideas in relation to that slogan, at least.
I remember when I first joined the party, we used to have loads of badges, and there were all sorts of things on the badges, and they were kind of short two or three word phrases. I'm sure produce for use was one of those, and smash cash was another one. I think the problem with them was that they were so short that they could mean different things to different people. I mean, produce for use actually didn't really mean that much to me. I didn't really understand it because, things that are produced sort of by and large get used. So I didn't quite get it, but that doesn't mean other people wouldn't.
I always thought it was really easy to understand. I remember, those times when those badges were produced for use. In fact, I always thought that was the best one, the easiest one to even if you weren't told what it meant, you know, as a member of the someone outside the party, I always thought it was very easy to understand. And I also think, as I said there, it does actually encapsulate everything we stand for. I mean, the thing about Smash Cash, you know, you could be a building society or a bank, a credit card company or something in regard to that. It's actually quite a good slogan as well, you know, but it's open to too many interpretations. Whereas the produce for use one, I always thought was a brilliant slogan. I mean, I agree with you, we have used it in the past, but we've never used it in any really concerted way, any real effective way. And to get a really direct action campaign around it, I mean, you know, maybe we could get some farmers involved or something. But I think it certainly has a lot of possibilities.
Carla, you wanted to say something?
Following the slogan thing, I watched a program last night about a very famous meme. I think it was a Canadian guy, not as opposed to American. Jordan might know about this. He's Pepe the Frog. And this became he created this character. And the slogan underneath was "Feels Good, Man." I mean, it was a silly thing, but it was a frog. But this meme was absolutely hijacked. In fact, eventually by the Trump mob. But what I'm thinking is that if we could come up with a character that was ours, we can't copy other characters. But if we come up with an original character, we don't have to do different memes. You simply take the same character. And then you literally throw him, her, or whoever it is out there with the various slogans, you know, that we've just talked about. So that's maybe something we could think of. It would be our own character, and it, I think actually in the end, this young chap eventually took various people and organisations to court because they copied his character.
I quite like that. My first thought was Sid the Sloth. Okay, John Cumming?
Yes, I think that's a good idea. That idea was kind of forming in my mind earlier, but I got distracted by other suggestions. Also, another slogan that I think is very straight to the point is "The World for the Workers" and "One World, One People." But this idea of a character that would be ours, yes, I think that would be a brilliant idea. It may well just gain us something. So I think that's a very worthwhile idea.
Well, we do have a vacancy for a cartoonist on the Standard at the moment. Joel?
Yes, it's like we were talking earlier about using contemporary means or the sort of new ideas that are proliferated over the years. I mean, yeah, I think it's a really good idea.
Oh, I've typed up a few of the suggestions in the general chat text channel just so that we don't forget them and can, you know, revisit them later. So, yeah, there's some reminders in the general chat channel.
Thanks, Mike. So, okay, right, well, so just to remind you then, if anybody's sort of interested in getting together for a little chat about this at some point, and we can organise something on Discord and kick some ideas around, give me a shout, drop me a line on Discord or email, and I'll get back to people in a few days, and we'll see we'll see what we can come up with, see if we can think of any ideas, because it's been a really interesting discussion, I think, tonight. Quite positive, actually, in ways that I hadn't quite expected. People are much more pro the idea than I was kind of really expecting. But, of course, we do have the difficulty of, as people have pointed out, of thinking of good ideas that aren't going to go horribly wrong or get us into collective trouble or something like that. So it would be a challenge to think of some things, but some good ideas have been put forward. So I think we've got something to work with. So, okay, well, it's sort of 8 o'clock now, so 9 o'clock even. So we've gone at it for an hour and a half. Is this a good point to bring things to a close?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Cheers.
Well, thanks for coming. That was a good one.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Good talk, everybody. Have a good day.
Just remind the meeting about Friday night's talk.
Friday night, yeah, we're doing a special on the US election. So, Jordan, if you can make that, your input will be very welcome.
I'll be there.
And everybody else, of course, obviously. That's at 7:30 on Friday. So we'll look forward to seeing you there.
Yep, cheers, thanks. Yeah, enjoyed it. Yep, catch up with you soon.
Okay, then.
Night, everybody.
Bye for now.
Thanks. Bye.
Cheers.